Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, we are very glad to have you with us on this busy, busy Saturday and weekend overall. Huge show for you. Colonel Oliver North, Charles Payne, former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany, and new music from Bieber tonight on Radio Night Live. Welcome into our New York studios. We are glad to have you with us. As I said, a huge show. We've got a lot of important things to talk about because the Department of Justice decided this week that they were, in fact, going to open an investigation up into the administration's handling of the exit from Afghanistan. So one of the things I want to ask Colonel North about tonight very clearly is, will we get anything out of this investigation that will actually give us some sort of insight as to what happened? And, to what degree will we be able to use that to hopefully prevent any other kind of disaster similar to that from ever happening again? That's the goal, at least. And then a little bit later on, I'm going to ask Charles Payne, superstar from Fox News and Fox Business, of course. I want to ask him all about the idea that we're having this dispute over whether or not there is such a thing as inflation happening in our country right now. Pardon me. Got the allergies going on tonight, guys. I'm hoping that I can pull through this. Anyway, Charles Payne, of course, the business guru at Fox Business and at Fox News, oftentimes fills in for Neil Cavuto on Your World on the main news channel, and he'll have some idea about that. And I hope that he can bring facts to the table, because that's really where we want to be spending most of our time discussing tonight. Now, on top of that, in hour number two, in the ladies' lounge, we have one of the true OGs rejoining us. And she used to join us regularly. In fact, when we were doing the ladies' lounge on the nighttime show in New York, she would join us every single week. In the last couple of years, she became the press secretary, the 33rd press secretary of the United States, and was not able to on a regular basis. But we've got Kayleigh McEnany for the majority of the second hour tonight, and looking forward to that very quickly. Let's go to the big board, and let's see if we can touch on another couple of things for tonight. And then in the new music spotlight, I should say, Justin Bieber's going to be with us. Got a brand new song out. It's called Ghost. And he actually has cast in it a very well-known actress. Diane Keaton is in it as well. So that's in the new music spotlight. And then a classic, although it'll be a more recent one for Bieber in the second hour, as he duets with Chance the Rapper. So we've got a lot to get to. And so glad that you're with us. Now, this week, and even this morning, if you were on the social media, you saw that there were some pretty funny things going around. And in the second hour, we've already been documenting the kind of journey that is Let's Go Brandon. Well, it has blown up into places that I did not anticipate that it was going to initially. And we have got examples from Wardrobe to best charting songs on iTunes on the music charts and other places. We'll kind of walk through all that kind of encyclopedic style going on. But I want to compare some performances by a couple of very significant ladies here in the first hour tonight. Everyone that was around at the time and in the media when she was serving as Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, used to, because she was under the George W. Bush administration, really give this woman a very hard time. I never understood that. I always thought that she was one of the most well-spoken, articulate, forward-thinking person, totally dedicated to clarity in terms of what she had to tell people. And she made an appearance on The View. Let's take a look at what one of the things that she had to say this last week.
The whole issue of critical race theory and what is and is not being taught. I come out of an academic institution, and this is a something that academics debate, what is the role of race and so forth. And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go to a movie theater or to a restaurant with my parents. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids. One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I mm-hmm. don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by mm-hmm. race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. So somehow this is a conversation that has gone in the wrong direction.
Yeah, somehow it's a conversation that's gone in the wrong direction for sure, because Whoopi Goldberg sitting there at the table, finding herself being forced to agree with Condi Rice, because how can you not agree with it? The very thing that the civil rights movement was built around was the idea that we begin judging people by the content of their character and not anything else. Although the group that's in the office now, in the administration that's in the White House now, seems to do everything opposite of what it should do. So if you know that the sun's coming up at 7 o'clock, they're going to tell you that it's setting at 7 o'clock. I mean, it's just, it's crazy how backwards the universe is that they live in. And I just want to compare something. That is the clear articulation, the clarity that we always had from former Secretary Rice. She's now the provost at Stanford University. She's involved in so many charitable efforts and so forth. I've always thought if I had a daughter, I would love for my daughter to aspire to be the kind of woman that Condoleezza Rice represents. She's never married. I wouldn't necessarily want that for my daughter. I would love for her to, you know, have a family and know the joy of what it is to be loved by the people that are in your home. But if she said, I'm going to pattern my life after a successful woman, and she picked Condoleezza Rice as the person to do it after, that wouldn't break my heart. The current Vice President of the United States, that's a different story. This is her from yesterday.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
Hey, I don't know if you caught what she was saying there. I didn't really catch it. Can we play it again just to see if we have, can get, please tell me, give me any clue as to what you think she's talking about here.
A motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
She eats and drinks no for breakfast. And then she laughs like the lion from Wizard of Oz. Friends, I look, we've got a dawdling old guy as president that nobody in the world takes seriously. Certainly our enemies don't. Certainly, the people that we're trying to engage in negotiation or work for, he ticked off all of our allies in Afghanistan, and none of our enemies take us seriously. So there's no one really on planet Earth that takes the White House very seriously. So if he was to have to step down because of his dawdlingness, that's what's going to replace him. The laughing lion from The Wizard of Oz who eats gnomes for breakfast or something. I don't know what she's saying. If you read in the media the glowing reviews of Kamala Harris. It's as though she's a fourth member of the Godhead. It's like she steps foot on planet Earth and waters part before her. I don't see it. Condoleezza Rice, she actually qualified more for that kind of praise. She was a highly achieved academic. She was a concert-level pianist. She was an Olympic-level figure skater. She speaks seven different languages. First Secretary of State female, first Secretary of State black female. She's amazing. I don't know what that is, but she gets to put Vice President in front of her name for the rest of her life. There's something very unjust about that, my friends. Something very unjust. All right. Coming back, the State Department is opening up an Inspector General's investigation into what went on in Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will join me to discuss whether or not we are going to get to the bottom of what actually did happen and what we can learn and know about that. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Charles Payne about the inflation or non-inflation. What is it? The people are arguing about it. And we're also going to update you on where we are with our project to liberate human slaves. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. So glad to have you with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Lady Liberty shining bright tonight in the New York Harbor, and we're going to talk about inflation coming up with Charles Payne a little bit later this hour. It's Radio Night Live, so glad to have you with us. KT McFarland in just a little bit. But I want to go to an even bigger story that is taking it took some people by surprise today. The Inspector General's Office of the State Department has announced that it's going to launch an independent investigation into the Biden administration's handling of the Afghan exit. And this is very surprising, I think, in the mold of Washington right now, because there's such a tight control over everything that's being done. Yet the IG officially notified Congress that they're going to start it, and they are anticipating, in their own words, that other IGs from other departments are also going to look into this. I'm assuming from the way they are wording their terminology that might be an independent an IG for the Pentagon and maybe a couple of other departments as well. But here to discuss the pros and cons of this and the general theory of it all together is Colonel Oliver North, who needs no real introduction, American hero, and he has paid for it dearly throughout his time in public life. We Didn't Fight for Socialism is his latest book, and we're going to talk about that as well. But, Colonel, it's an honor to have you with us. I don't know if you remember. You were with me a long time ago, but good to have you back today, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be back with you, brother, and I love the folks you work with.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure Ed Atzinger and Phil Boyce are glad to hear that, too. Let me ask you real quickly, was this a surprise to you when you read about it, that the State Department is going to open an investigation of sorts into the withdrawal from Afghanistan?
No, and I hate to use the word cover-up, but that's not the answer to this problem. The answer is far bigger, and it's the debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, beginning back in July and going all the way through into the 1st of September. The bottom line of it is what you need is a full-blown commission to look into this thing with subpoena power and the requirement for people to show up and tell the truth and get things like transcripts of presidential phone calls like the one on the 9th of September with Xi Jinping and the president. I mean, that none of that's going to come out, and all doing during this, quote, IG's inspection, whatever the inspector general is going to do, is all going to be sub rosa. There won't be any visibility to it whatsoever. I mean, if you look at what John Durham has done as a special prosecutor, I think it's admirable the way he's gone about it, but no one knows diddly about the outcome. The problem with the two congressional committees, House Armed Services and Senate Armed Services Committees testimonies, is everybody got 5 minutes. Every member got 5 minutes for a question and a response. That's no way to collect information that's so very important to resolving what happened and making darn sure it never happens again. My testimony went on over a 9-day period. The American people saw 5 days of it. Every night we did testimony, and the final report is in four volumes about right. What was going on with, quote, Iran-Contra. And that's the way to go about getting straight scoop and getting answers. What transpired in that period of time from the middle of July, actually the 8th of July was when it began, all the way through the 1st of September. And, quite frankly, follow up on it. It turns out that there were tens of thousands of people who had of Afghan citizens who had nothing to do with helping the United States or our troops or our government over that 20-year period. That's why I say wonderful kudos to the IG at the State Department for having the nerve to stand up and say we're going to investigate. But The cover-up begins today. I gave you one example. The president's phone call that went on for 90 minutes with Xi Jinping in the aftermath of this. When the Milei calls need to be transcribed and provided as evidence. Every top-secret issue that I dealt with in my time as the guy who was running the operations to support the Nicaraguan freedom fighters and get Americans rescued who were being held hostage in Beirut, to include the trips I made to places like Beirut and Tehran, need to be investigated just like they were for me. That's what we've got to have.
Well, and more recently, we did a similar type of commission following 9/11, and I think that a bipartisan public commission sounds reasonable to me. And if the administration is really confident that they didn't do anything bad, it seems like they'd be willing to go forward with that. Although I have a feeling, Colonel, that you're touching on something very important with a 90-minute phone call with China.
Yeah.
With a man who we now know that the laptop was real. We know that the stuff on it was certainly referring to him. That seems to indicate that we've got a greatly compromised first citizen there in the White House. And I'm sure that that 90-minute phone call will reveal to an even greater extent what that looks like.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind. And that may be one of the reasons why such a commission is never called for. I mean, it would take legislation. It would take a president signing the bill. Ronald Reagan had no fear of that.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's why it went forward. The idea, you mentioned the word compromise, and that was in my column last week. Let me just make an observation. Never, ever underestimate the awesome power of blackmail. Now, do I know that's happened? I don't. But what's very clear is that, let's assume for just a moment, that when Milei and McKenzie testified, they told the truth. They told the truth that they had recommended, advised, suggested, urged retention of Bagram, keeping 2,500 Americans, plus 5,000 volunteer NATO allies, plus about an equal number, somewhere near 10,000 contractors, on the job until the last American was brought home. It was a disaster, an unmitigated, horrific disaster. I don't care what polls show. I'm just saying it was a disaster, some of which we'll never even know about until after bad things happen. Communist Chinese are right now negotiating with the Taliban government in Kabul the use and retention of Bagram Air Base as a place for the Communist Chinese, the PRC, the People's Republic of China, and the People's Liberation Army to operate from there. That's a down-the-line disaster. We have no capability, for example, of doing search and rescue for a downed airman. There's no capability, as they proved on the 29th, when they sent a Hellfire missile into a vehicle holding seven children. And a U.S. Agency for International Development contractor, for crying out loud. So the president keeps talking about over-the-horizon capabilities. It's either a lie or he's being deceived. And it's very clear to me that the president does not have the full mental capabilities that he needs to have. That's a different issue, of course.
But right.
Not necessarily going to be fitted within even a presidential commission. But if somebody's making every time somebody suggests something like that to me, I say, wait a second. All the different ways in which a president leaves office, I mean, he can be voted out, okay? He can go the way John Kennedy went. He can go the way Richard Nixon went, the 25th Amendment. Well, who becomes president at that point? It's the vice president.
All right, Colonel North, thank you for being with us tonight on Radio Night Live. Very good insights on what's going on. I'm hopeful that we're going to get some constructive information out of such an investigation. But, it's pretty apparent that if they wanted to use this as a part of the cover-up, as you cited, they very well could. Colonel North, always appreciate you being here. Thank you for coming on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back. We've got an update with CSI, and Charles Payne's going to be with us all straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are finally closing in on a deal to pass President Biden's economic agenda, as the California Democrat spoke with the president Friday and then said Saturday she's, quote, very optimistic about the Democrats' push on Biden's two big agenda items, one, the social spending plan. That's been caught up in an ongoing fight between moderate and progressive Democrats. Portions of the 911 calls made after actor Alec Baldwin accidentally fired a prop gun while filming his new Western film Rust, killing a cinematographer and wounding the film's director.
We need an ambulance out at Bonanza Creek Ranch right now. We've got two people shot on a movie set accidental.
Meanwhile, word is the crew of Rust, which was filming in New Mexico, had walked off the set of the movie earlier due to concerns about safety on the set. And this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. Radio Night Live, we roll on. Thank you, Colonel North, for being with us. Coming up, Charles Payne, and in hour two in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, the 33rd Press Secretary of these United States, Kayleigh McEnany, will be with us, and looking forward to speaking with her. Yeah, it's a weird thing. We have had, 46 presidents, but only 33 press secretaries? So they must not have had a press secretary for a very long time in the history of the country. But anyway, we're going to visit with her in the next hour. She's an original from the Ladies' Lounge a long time ago. But this breaking news, before I give you an update on our CSI thing, the State Department is conceding that there are more Americans stranded in Afghanistan than had been previously indicated. They had originally said on the day when we pulled out and everybody was gone, only about 200. Well, they've since helped at least 200 get out, and there are maybe 300 more, maybe more than that. The State Department is having to admit that that's true. So there you go. Pardon me. All right. So we're having a very interesting time this fall, and I'm so excited because Christian Solidarity International, every year we tell you about this, is liberating human slaves from the area of North Sudan. There are two countries now named Sudan, North Sudan, South Sudan, and that was the settlement after the Sudanese Civil War. But these young women that were taken into slavery those many years ago were not given justice at the end of the Civil War. The whole world helped the Sudans settle their disagreements over where they could draw the line, but they didn't set the slaves free. And so if you've listened to us over the last few years, you know that this is our big Christmas push. We try to get as many slaves liberated as possible. Because of your generosity, we have seen 147 people in human slavery be liberated this year due to those of you that have already given. The challenge is we had 192 names on the list. So that means there are 45 women that we have not yet freed that I would very much like to see us liberate before Christmas of this year. And it's a very simple program in terms of how it works. Let me just walk you through it. The simplest part of it is if we give a gift, a slave gets liberated. But here's how that works. It's a $250 total cost to do all of the following. Negotiate the liberation and prepare the slave for a journey back to South Sudan and also give them all the tools they need to start their life over again in South Sudan, preferably close to where they came from when they were taken captive to begin with. And because the women that are involved in this have been tortured and humiliated, I mean, it's just impossible to really truly describe the amount of suffering that they have gone through. This is a process that they don't even fully trust at first, but as they approach South Sudan, as they are welcomed into a recovery camp where they are able to tell their story, get some psychological help, get some medical attention, be given this gift called the Bag of Hope, which will launch them into their new life. It is filled with all of the things that they will need, like a year's worth of grain, a year's worth of seed, gardening tools, cooking utensils, tarps and things to help build a living structure, but also blankets and other things to help keep them warm during the cool season. All of this is contained, plus alongside of that Bag of Hope is a she-goat that is given to every liberated slave. And they use that she-goat to create milk and cheese, but to also do micro-enterprise by breeding it and being able to sell the goats and be able to help self-support their new life. It is a really amazing thing. And, friends, all of that happens for a one-time gift of $250. Now, I just want to say, because of someone's generosity, and I was just informed of this a week ago, that for every slave we liberate in the month of October and November is going to be matched slave for slave. We are going to, so if you can give a $250 gift tonight, or if you can't afford $250, if you say, well, I could give $25 a month for 10 months, or I could do $50 a month for 5 months, if you make that commitment tonight, in the end of October or sometime in the month of November, there's going to be two slaves liberated because of your gift, because of this matching gift that is coming from a donor to CSI that just loves what they do and wants to help encourage people to do better. The phone number to give your gift is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online by just going to csi-usa.org. But call right now and help liberate two slaves for your one gift of $250, 888-342-1010. Please call now, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live continues on. Charles Payne from Fox Business joins me next.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Kevin McCullough welcoming you back to Radio Night Live from New York. But next, I want to turn to one of the Fox News and Fox Business superstars. Charles Payne is his name. And he, you know, when you talk about the real deal, this is a guy that is as real as it gets on every level. And I've always been impressed with his acumen about the markets and so forth. But I'm also very impressed with who he is as a person. And I'm grateful that he's come back to the show. Charles Payne of Fox News and Fox Business. Hey, Charles, good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for that wonderful, gracious, beautiful introduction, Kevin. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, let's talk about, so in the last 48 hours, I've spoken to metals dealers. I've spoken to stockbrokers. I've spoken to economists. And there is a wide disagreement about whether or not we are actually seeing actual inflation. And I thought, well, I need some straight talk on this, so let's talk to Charles Payne about it. Why is there a debate over whether or not people are perceiving inflation to be a thing? Because it seems pretty obvious to me, but someone's making that argument somewhere. And if they, and who's right in the debate?
Yeah, that sort of inflation argument, I thought, was sort of put to bed. You know, it was interesting last week. The Federal Reserve has sort of been making the argument, there's a little bit of inflation, but it's transitory, which is one of those words that can mean anything to anyone, right? Because in general, 100 years is transitory, compared to 1,000 years. So, but even one of the major guys on the Fed last week, almost apologized. It was a mea culpa, a guy named Ralph Bostic. He's the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve. In fact, they've got a swear jar now. And any time anyone says anything that temporary, transitory, you've got to put a buck in there. So even they admit that they were wrong. And let me just give you some raw numbers, because I start with the numbers first, because I believe facts are the best way to have these conversations.
Thank you. Yes,
Year-to-date, crude oil is up 72%. Year-to-date, natural gas is up 100%. Year-to-date, gasoline is up 76%. Year-to-date, palm oil is up 41%. Oats are up 83%. Coffee is up 60%. Canola is up 50%. This is all just year-to-date. Coal is up 188%. Year-to-date stuff.
I was comparing what all of those talking heads were telling me with what my bride tells me every time she comes back from the store. And in recent weeks, it's been about $200 more per trip to the grocery store than it would have been this time a year ago.
If you look at every major inflation crisis in history in this country, there's something unique right now so far with this one. Americans have more money this time. Wages are actually going up just year over year, just a little bit more than inflation. But that's on average, right? So that takes top to bottom. Now, this is the first time this has ever happened. Of course, you throw in three massive stimulus programs where $900 billion went directly into people's bank accounts. You throw in higher wages because of this worker strike. But even that starts to get gnawed away, particularly on the lower end. Real income is down. Last month it was down 0.8%. The month before that, 1.1%. The month before that, almost 1%. So overall, they're up a little bit more than inflation, but it's a heck of a race, right? If you can imagine Usain Bolt against Usain Bolt, once you get to the middle class and down, actually they're losing that race. And for them to lose the race, it does mean, you come out of the supermarket with fewer bags. It does mean you have fewer options in life. And it does become that sort of kitchen table thing that all politicians use in their campaign speeches, but often forget about once they're elected.
You have a colleague by the name of Megan Henney who authored something at Fox Business today and titled it, "Inflation Surge Could Mean Higher Taxes for Americans." How does inflation lead to higher taxes?
Well, you have this sort of prices are going up to this degree. Sometimes receipts go up. And sometimes when receipts go up, politicians, in my mind, this is at least from my point of view, use that as an excuse. I mean, you've already heard a lot of members of the Biden administration saying that this is somehow a high-class problem and actually turning it into a reason to be more aggressive with their campaign. Now, some of it has been just really embarrassing because it seems so out of touch, and it is out of touch. It's just one of these things where when it gets going the way it's going right now, it becomes so insidious. It doesn't have to lead to higher taxes. It should not lead to higher taxes. If it does, then that's somebody being opportunistic.
It's going to be very, very tough to continue to state that, even inflation itself isn't having this deleterious effect. I still can't believe that Jen Psaki, as recently as yesterday's White House briefing, was still making the claim that the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to cost zero. It's like, I don't know what math school she went to, but the idea that this Build Back Better agenda is going to do anything other than bankrupt us, for me, is hard to see. But maybe it's just my perspective, Charles.
It's not. It really is not just your perspective. Last Friday, there are two real good gauges of consumer sentiment and confidence in this country. One comes out from a firm called the Conference Board, the other, the University of Michigan. So on Friday, the University of Michigan released theirs. It was a massive disappointment. And inside there, I found really what I thought was the most amazing part of it. Confidence in government economic policies. In April, it was 31%. In October, it was 19%. It's not you. It's independents. It's Democrats. Stephen Ratner, who was President Obama's so-called auto czar, wrote a scathing article a few days ago saying that this is just disingenuous, that there's no such thing, that this $3.5 trillion will have zero cost. And I think it's starting to backfire on people. There was a CNN poll that actually showed where if with these two proposals, the two spending proposals that the administration is pushing, only 25%, they only had a 25% approval rating, and over 30% of folks said they thought that it would actually hurt their families. Think about that for a moment, because that was not the case a few months earlier, but everyone's feeling it. I mean, if you work real hard, you're not making a lot of money, and you go to the store and people are buying up everything, and a lot of them you recognize don't work at all, you're going to have a lot of resentment. You're saying, golly, you know, I'm doing everything right, but I'm paying a higher price. My family's getting a lesser life because they're just cutting checks all day long, every single day, to everyone to curry political favor, to change to change who we are fundamentally, and that's why it's backfiring.
Yeah. Well, watch him on Fox News and Fox Business. Charles Payne, CV Payne, is where you follow Matt on Twitter. Great Twitter follow, I might add. You're going to get all kinds of insights if you follow him there. Charles, always appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some with us today.
Listen, call me more often. I love it.
All right, there he goes, Charles Payne, and you can see him this week on Fox Business. When we come back, it is New Music Spotlight, and tonight, the Biebs is in the house. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, still a big second hour yet to come. We've got a lot to get to. But first, in the new music spotlight, ladies and gentlemen, here's Justin Bieber. Touching new song from Justin Bieber, brand new, called Ghosts. And Diane Keaton, of course, the actress, making a little bit of a cameo in this. Most of Bieber's videos these days are very theatrical, so very entertaining. He'll be back with more music in the second hour. And the 33rd press secretary of the United States will join us in hour two in the ladies' lounge. It's Kayleigh McEnany. Plus, what's this whole Let's Go Brandon thing? Detail that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.